Exclusive: Lauren Boebert demands DOJ show data behind decision to attack American parents who oppose CRT. By Ashley Oliver on October 7, 2021. Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, is demanding President Joe Biden's Department of Justice, DOJ, provide the data behind its recent claim of an increase in threats of violence against local school officials, a charge the DOJ is using to justify mobilizing the FBI. Boebert, a House Freedom Caucus member and outspoken critic of the Biden administration, wrote Thursday in a letter obtained by Breitbart News to U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland that she wants a copy of current data and all the data from previous years that can corroborate Garland's increased threats claim. "I am alarmed by your decision to weaponize the Department of Justice, DOJ, against concerned parents, exercising their First Amendment rights, who dare to oppose the teaching of critical race theory, a repulsive and racist ideology, in their children's schools," Boebert wrote, adding her requests for data. Read a full copy of the letter below. Garland announced in a memo Monday that he was directing the FBI to meet with state and local officials because in recent months, there has been a disturbing spike in harassment, intimidation, and threats of violence against school administrators, board members, teachers, and staff who participate in the vital work of running our nation's public schools. The Attorney General observed that such behavior is illegal, to which Boebert contended that the criminal activity Garland is referring to is in reality parents expressing their frustrations about mask mandates and critical race theory, which conveniently run counter to this regime's agenda. The Congresswoman also requested in her letter a copy of Garland's recusal list, signed ethics pledge, and any other documentation the Attorney General provided when he took office to communicate conflicts of interest he could encounter while in his position. That portion of Boebert's request comes after a report on Wednesday charged that Garland's son-in-law, Zon Tanner, is co-founder of Panorama Education, a company that promotes the tenets of critical race theory. Boebert noted the family connection means Garland is potentially benefiting from his new propaganda operation. She continued, "While your family is personally benefiting from the exact kind of propaganda these parents are protesting, you are using your immense power as Attorney General to stifle their First Amendment rights. While your actions are unconstitutional, you should have recused yourself from this matter given the clear conflict of interest," the Colorado Republican said in a statement provided to Breitbart News. "The United States Attorney General is weaponizing the DOJ to attack American parents who disagree with critical race theory. Surprise, surprise, his son-in-law is in the business of spreading CRT. This is wrong. This is corrupt. I'm demanding answers." Boebert asked that Garland meet her requests by November 1, 2021. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com.